Sometimes when you slurp or chew or otherwise transact, you're supposed to imbibe the good feelings of McDonald's community or Hallmark family. Other times, you're supposed to experience Michelob sex or American Express success. But now we're entering the 90s, and we're often told, we've got to get global. We've got to bond with our fellow humans. That is to say, now we should be feeling Pepsi. In an ad called Glasnost, Pepsi introduces itself as the psychic bridge between America and the Soviet Union. It's the effervescent gulp that can slosh together opposing forces.
Not very long ago, America introduced Pepsi to the Soviet Union. And while it may be just a coincidence, a lot of refreshing changes have taken place ever since.
The change taking place, according to this ad, the first ever filmed in Moscow, is that Russia is rocking out. While a teenage boy is bopping to punk, his father is at the table reading the paper until he just can't take the noise anymore.
Shum, shum, shum. Да почему столько шума?
That roughly translates into the old American battle cry, "You call that music?" Leather jacketed long hairs on Red Square are skateboarding, boomboxing, slapping five, and drinking Pepsi. It's powerful, and it flatters us to no end when the wife of the disapproving dad hands him a Pepsi and coos, "Yuri, come on, lighten up." Pepsi has always been at the forefront of bringing capitalism in all its coolness to the Ruskies. In 1974, it became the first American consumer product sold, legally at least, in the USSR. Today, its trade with Russia is worth $2 billion. The Soviets pay for Pepsi syrup in Stolichnaya vodka, which is then distributed here. Now, the Glasnost spot might seem to trivialize an important issue. Peace on Earth, after all, does not come from a Pepsi bottle, or even a pair of Levi's. But it is true that opening up trade can open up good feelings. In light of that, the ad will air internationally. But it's questionable whether it will be allowed in Russia itself. So, you might ask, how real is Pepsi's liberation of the Soviet people? Hey, loosen up, America. Pepsi isn't really trying to claim that it's won a psychosocial victory over the Politburo. You're just supposed to love them for having the chutzpah to say it. And if they pull it off with enough whimsy, then it might lower your skepticism. You might be more receptive to Pepsi's more ambiguous achievements, like laying on Russia the worst of corporate culture, rock and roll at the beck and call of the CEO. Pepsi got a Soviet rock group called Pogo to compose and perform the music for the ad. If you resent rock and roll selling out to capitalism here, what does this mean? An advertiser's big and credible claim can camouflage all sorts of smaller claims that it proposes as perfectly credible. Like, if a corporation plays rock and rock loosens you up, then the corporation's product will loosen you up. Or that, if the Russians yearn to be like us and drink like us, then we must be pretty great. And their bottom line is, after all our work at setting international lifestyle, we deserve a nice cold Pepsi.